Who are you?
Where is she?
Who?
It was strange that the hunter even bothered to respond to someone he should have destroyed out of hand.
I don't know.
Who are you?
I don't know.
Where did you come from?
The sea. Someplace deep and cold.
That's a fitting home for you. Go back.
Stay out of my way.
The man tossed his cape behind him. Deep blue danced out in the moonlight. His garments were the color of the sea.
I have business here, and at long last I found the place. Where's the person who lives here? Where's the woman?
The darkness between the two of them transformed. Most likely, any ordinary person would have died in the grip of lunacy the instant they felt the aura that emanated from every inch of the man to completely envelop Dee. It was a ghastly miasma, the likes of which even the nobility could scarcely imagine. But then it suddenly vanished.
You!
Now it's my turn to ask a question. Who are you? I saw the portrait in the village's museum. The Lord of Castle Meinster didn't have your face, but the curator of the museum told me another story. I'll see if you can confirm what she said. Don't you know me, Meinster?
Dee's eyes reflected the image of the man, and the man's pupils reflected Dee. His cloudy eyes called to mind those of a dead fish. They began to fill with a spark of recognition and hatred.
Yes, I believe I do. Did you think I could forget? After I was not only hurled into that pit and had my own fortress destroyed, but then had the fruits of my precious research stolen from me. And it was you who did all that?
Not waiting for a reply, the man extended his right hand and pointed it at Dee's chest. A golden ring adorned his forefinger. The ultra-compact reactor within it took up only a fraction of an inch, but it could generate and focus as much energy as an earthquake measuring 8.0 on the Richter scale. A 7 million degree beam of energy, a millionth of a micron wide, shot from the opening to lance through Dee's chest. At least it should have lanced through the hunter.
Huh?
A perplexed look in his eye, the man stared down at his unresponsive device. The pendant on Dee's chest gave off a blue light.
I'm not saying, and it will make no difference when you're dead.